We're up to Nav Samach Dalet Amud Alef, the two dots. Okay. The Mishnah said that a tumah is a tohoim, which is a tumah that no one in the world knew about it, if there was a suffix, if you touched it or not. After the event, after you took your haircut, corn drop, lezer, corn chum, after you had kabonis, or one carbon. And then you found out, you don't have to undo, you don't have to, it doesn't unravel the nezidus, you don't have to do it again. So says the Gemara, and the last thing we learned was about a floating tumor. We said, by a shed, it's a floating tumor. If there's a suffix, if you touched it or not, according to Tanakama, you're always tired. If it's floating in a body of water, according to Rab Shimon, it depends. If it's floating in a keli, we're machmir. Only if it's floating on the ground, achmai in a boid, then we are tor. Says the Gemara. Tell them what we learned. Kol anit tolim. If there's a sheretz being held in somebody's hand, or hanigrodin, or somebody put a string and tied it up and he's dragging the water. The question is, and then you, another person, is a question if he touched or not, do we call this floating? So we say, Sfeik on Tomei, it is Tomei, why? It's not like it's floating, because it's attached to a, it's either in a person's hand, or it's attached to a string, it's not floating. But Vahanizrokin, if somebody threw it, so therefore it's no longer in somebody's hand, then we can consider it floating. Sfeik on Tomei. What's the Chiddush by Nizrokin? So Rashi said, that's what Rashi said. Kol ani toli v'hani gurodin, says Rashi, bein tumas sheretz, bein tumas nevela, whether we're talking about a tumah of a sheretz, whether we're talking about a nevela of an animal. Uveshaz grei rosan, oinetilosan, safik nogben odin v'keilin, safik became a contact with another person or with keilim, sveik and tamei, we're metamei, it's not considered a floating. Shekol ani gurodin v'anitil, kamay shei monochin, namaz, if they're lying, v'havik kesavik tumah, zavik tumah, ino shuziyachin. If it would be a shesarabim were mekel, but shiachid were machmer, the sveik etamei, the gamrinim is saiti, the chivat says, v'nistra, v'hinitma, we call it tamei. When is it tamei, v'nistra, if it's discreet? Sorry? No, it's attached to a person. Floating is on its own, if it's independent. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But we don't look at the person. The fact is, it's attached to a person. It's not floating. Just like it's inside your hand. We look at the person. It's in your hand or in a string. We look at it. Avol, and it's stable where it is. Avol imayin is rocking. But if it was thrown, ubishaz rikosin sofik noga behen adam vekelin. While it was flying in the air, being tossed in the air, sofik became a contact with a person. Sofik noga sveika toy. The sofik is toy. Why? I mean, we don't say klutri kimishahun chadami. That's a chiddush. Rabbi Akiva said in Shabbos that when something is hurled in the air, it's as if it's lying on the ground. Yeah, so we would have thought that maybe it's considered stationary. It's not. It's like a floating tumah. This fake turns. It's a suffix, you are turned. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Chutz mikazayis min hameis. Chutz min hakazayis. Hameis, except in the case of a kazayis, of a meis. The kazayis of a meis. The hamahil al pnei tumah. Except if the kazayis from the meis. If it was a kazayis of because there's machleik shem how to learn pshat. There's a few ways of learning. One pshat it says chutz kazayis in the maze. That's one. The hamayil apnei tumah, or if you hovered over the tumah that's moving, or the chol dovish in nimetami b'mayil kilamata, or anything that's metami above or below like a zov and a zov. There's three different cases. Other shem learners two cases. Except the kazayis of a maze which you are a mile over. What's going on, Rashi? Let's see Rashi first. The kazayis made you threw on a person, or on tardig food, or zodik taris al kazayis ben ameis, or whether the person or the food is being mile over this kazayis and ameis. Or a person walked over it, so you're oil. V'safiku imheil all the safik whether you mile or not. Sfeikai tamei, it's tamei. The suffix is tummy. Why is the suffix tummy? Levisha mit. In other words, when do we say floating is a suffix is tar? Only it's a suffix if you touched or not. But if it's a suffix of oil, whether this kazayis was a mile over taris, or whether the taris is a mile over the kazayis, if it's a suffik, we say that you're a machmer. Levisha metame milmaila kilamata, since it's metame above and below. Oil who metame shall have been a gear, since it has the capacity without touching through oil. How? Through oil. So we're talking about a different kind of tumah now. We're talking about negiyah. We're talking about now oil, and oil is the power where the pshat is. That the tumah, if the Torah is on top of the of a tummy, it becomes tummy because mile. Yeah. Oil as well. It's only by a kadosher we had this namatami. Remember, only a sheretz by the side of a kadosher namatami oil. Kigur aide oil, like oil. So there we are machma. So v'hayde toni v'hamayil al pnei tuma. Why does it say, and if you're mile on the tuma? The letzorich lemisna, you don't have to mention it. Elo chutz mekazayis man hameiz v'hamayil olav. That's all you have to say. Why does it say a mile al pnei hatuma? Say chutz mekazayis hameiz, or you're mile on it. La suye, you know, chutz mekazayis hameiz is if the kazayis hameiz is mile on the food, or you're the food, is mile, or the person is mile on the kazayis hameiz. Is la suye, the reason why he said v'hamayil al tuma, it includes zove. Another example, shemetami nami matil maila, just like oil, just like a thing which is metami through oil, which is matil maila, doesn't have to touch it. Azov, azov, also, if azov takes a stick and touches prod something, that thing becomes tummy at the other end, because the stick is considered part of him. It's only by zov, only by zov, anywhere else. No, the point is it's maila mata. I'm not touching. Maila mata means that the tumah is not directly touching whatever you're not coming in contact.
Which darga of tumah will it take?
The chiddush is that it's as if touching the zov directly. Irrelevant. No, of course not. But the din l'maila is the idea that he doesn't. Is a way of transmitting tumah without touching direct.
So,
it's not negia. That's the point. It's not negia. And it's like oil in a way. This is like oil. What's oil? Oil is it's not in direct contact, but it's the tumor transmits from point A to point B.
If you touch it with the stick,
no. Yeah, it does, but it's a step lower. The stick, the tummy mace is an avat. Let's say it's an avat tumor. The stick is a rishon, and this thing I touch is a sheni. Mashing by a zov, it's as if you're touching the zov. So therefore, and even when you're not coming in contact. So a zov and a zov, in that respect, is like an oil where they don't come in direct contact. Where they don't come in direct contact, a safik, if you touched, we're machmer. Kilmata be'evin misame shim yeshiv zov ala evin. If a zov is in a stone, v'ala keim on keilim, v'ala odom. Shehim b'teich ha'bor, tachas evin, are things beneath the stone, nitme ha'odom ha'keilim, kemoib magatzme. The moshul that Tosin the Rosh gives is the case of the stick. Rashi gets the stake that he's sitting on the stone, and underneath the stone are things. Yeah, but it's a principle. Okay, the principle. Okay, so over there the suffix is machmer. Okay, back to the Gemara. Boy, Rami Bachomas. Rami Bachomas has a question, which we had the same question in Masechta Shabbos. And the question is as follows. What about mace bekeli? What about if this mace is inside a keli? So the mace is stationary inside a keli, but the keli tough up in their mind. But the keli floating in the water. Is that called a floating? Yeah, but we had the exact same thing in Shabbat of Hamabes. You had a nut sitting inside a keli, and the keli is moving. And you know, is it considered if you're taking it from there? Is it a keli from something that's moving, or a keli from something that's? Do we look? Do we focus on the nut, or do we focus on the keli? Mao. Do we say basa kliyazlin? And do we look at the keli? And therefore, if you look at the keli is moving, and therefore it's a tzaf, and it's a tzaf if it touch, if somebody touched the keli and not the toid, I basa meisalin. And we look at the thing that's generating the tumor, and that's stationary. And therefore, it's a tzaf if you touch it not, you're in your tummy. Rashi. Boy, we're talking about there's no oil. If there's an oil, what do we say? Minigar sufik by an oil, we're machmir. The suffix here is whether you came in contact with it or not. Ma'u gabi mas. You touched the keli. You touched the keli. Ma, according to Moses Shani, gabi mas. This is my time of chayshin tumah. Why are we chayshin amir tumah tzafa floating? The hasam mikle mecha shem ehiyolav in our mishnah by floating, by the case of the cave. Why are we perhaps machmer there? Because there is a question of oil. You do will largely hail over to my case, but you know for sure there was no oil. Abu Savigloim Nogi de Tosh, Rosh Shilas, Rashi, I mean, we say Bosakalis Lin, who command the Munach al Gabi Kakadomim. So Rashi learns exactly what I just told you. I told you, if you look at the keli is moving. If you look at the item is stationary. Look, the rush says, what I just told you what the rush says. Bosa keli is linen v'habitzof, it's floating. Bosa mes is linen v'hadehu munach. The mace is sitting in the keli. But Rashi says the opposite. It's hard to understand exactly Rashi.
What does Rashi say in Shabbos about
Rashi? It's hard to say Rashi. But Tezis says like Rashi, by the way. Tezis, if I remember correctly, says like Rashi. Yeah. Tastes exactly Rashi. Bosa keli is linen v'hanoch. It was Maya's linen v'holein. Or Maya's linen. Different gifts in the Gemara. Rashi gives his mace. Rashi. Me and Mr. Keli about command the munucha gabe kakele. Look at the keli. It was lying in one place. The suffix magoy tamay. Because in other words, it's the water that's moving. Remember that was a shy in the Gemara. Do we say the keli is still the water underneath the keli is moving, or do we say that the water is still and the keli is what's moving? That was a shy there. So maybe Rashi is learning here similar. Do we say look at the keli? If you look at the keli is stationary. The water is moving, but the keli is in it. I bust a misas linen, but Rashi his gear says mice. The fact is the mace is moving. How to understand the difference in the mace and the keli, called the Rashi. Why is the keli stationary and the mace moving? I don't understand. It's fake yotar. I don't understand Rashi. Tesis learns keli versus the water. If you look at the keli, look at the water. Okay. The Rosh says the keli is moving, the mace is stationary. But Rashi says the mace is moving, agava keli, but the keli is stationary. How does that work? The mace definitely is stationary. No, boss, if it's bottled to the keli, whatever the keli is, is the mace. But you just said the keli is stationary. So I don't understand Rashi. Okay, back to Gemara. But simple pshat is, we look at the keli is stationary. Or do we look at the keli is moving, or look at the mace? The mace is stationary inside the keli. Tell about Im tim tzeleim basa keli as linen, and if you're gonna
say if you had a coffin in a wagon or in a car, the wagon's moving. Wagon's like the water that's moving around, but the keli, the coffin is staying there.
Same shayla. The famous what's it called? What do they call these questions, the conundrum, whatever it is. You're going on a train that's going 200 kilometers an hour. You jump into the air, and you don't land. And you land the same place. You jump. You'll see. You land exactly the place where you stood. L'chaydeh, the train should have moved underneath you.
But that's because the inertia, the force is carrying you at 200 kilometers an hour as well when you jump.
But once you're in the air, what's carrying you? What force?
Transfer of force when you left the ground.
Yeah.
You were still moving at 200 kilometers an hour.
Exactly. Now I'm in the air. How long does it take to lose that transfer of force?
You'll land not exactly in the same spot.
Exactly, because I remember we tried it. No, it is exactly the same spot. We used to try it. We learned this in this school, these different conundrums, so we used to try it. Exactly the same spot. We didn't go 20 kilometers an hour, we went in our normal train, whatever, 30 miles an hour. Exactly the same spot. So the chat is that what? So, like, you're inside a keli, you're also moving. Like he was just saying. The mace is also moving. Not the, you can't say the mace is not moving. But anyway. If you say go after this clean, now remember, we'll continue to ask
you. What happens if a train or something stops suddenly, you keep going forward, your body is still moving as a result of the movement of the train. Well, if a car stops suddenly, why do you go forward? Because your body was in that movement, motion together with the car. That's the reason why the car stopped and you're still going forward.
Okay, good. Now, do we say, now, according to Rashi's version, that means that it's stationary. According to the Rashi's version, that means that it's moving. Mace al gabi sheretz ma'o. What about if this mace is lying on top of a sheretz in the water? What's it in here? What's a shaila? Do we say that since they're both considered, they're both similar, the mace is, they're both tameh. They're similar. It's like one big piece. It's like the mace is sitting directly on the water. Or do we say because this is Tumas Erev, Sheretz is on Tumas Erev, and the mace is Tumas Shiva, they're not the same, it's like sitting inside a keli, and therefore it's as if you're stationary. If you learn this way, it's l'cheinu much more like the Rosh, that the thing inside the keli is stationary, but that's really the opposite. Mao, Kiv on the high Tumas Erev, a high Tumas Shiva, command the machta Tumas Keli, as if in a keli, as if it's inside a keli, inside a separate piece, which according to Rashi would mean that you're moving. According to Tesis, according to Rashi, means that you're stationary. They're both tummies, it's like one big piece, and you're directly on the water, Rashi. You're stationary. What about Mesa Munacha Gabi Shedded? The Shedded, something on the Shedded floating, Mao, keeping the Shedded to his edit. The Mesa Mashiva. Commander Macha to Mikaela, if you're lying in a Kaili, and therefore, if you're lying in a Kaili, you're stationary, Suffolk, Magoi Tame, and we just said a minute ago that a Kaili is stationary, and therefore you should be Tame, a Dilma, Hotuma of a Smithy stick. But keeping the tough shed, it's tough maze dumb, as if you're floating directly on the water, not inside a keli. And what if you're floating in the water? We're makel. Something we touch, you makel.
What if the thing is tucking up like water? A shed falls into a barrel of honey, Lamosha.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And what?
Is honey like water? Or
no, it's stationary. Talking about it has to float. Float, only float.
Now, it's more of a swamp. It's not a mud. It doesn't move like.
Because it says Shadas ala Oritz, that's what we learned yesterday, that you know that water is different, vice is any water, even if it's slow, but as long as it's movable. Anyway. Okay, back to the Gemara. If you're going to argue, command the machta to mekedam, because it's so different than the tumas. It's like it's lying in a keli, and therefore, what is therefore, according to Rashi, keli is a suffix maga, is tome, it's like stationary. What about the tome? What about vadai sheret al gabi nevela? What about if it was a sheret and a vela? And a vela and the sheret have the both same level status of tumas, and maybe this definitely is because they're like one piece, as if the sheret is directly on the water, and therefore it's moving, it should be toy. And a vela, it's over mao. What's the shayla? Given the tevai tumas, edavinu, and tumas smichtu, a thick tumas. Or you have a high kazai, a high kadosha. Because there's the shiurim are different, this is the size of an olive, this is the size of a lentil. Again, it's like sitting in a keli, and therefore it should be machmet tome. What about shedets? Al gabi a shedets ma'o? Shedets above another shedets? Do we say? Mamash two shirotsim. Hani vade chachi yuduni. No, it's one shed. It's like one big thing. Oydim or maybe kivin the mifsik in mahadadiloi. Or because they're mifsik from each other, the fact is they're two separate entities. It's like sitting inside a keli, and therefore you're stationary, and therefore you should be tired. Sorry, you're stationary, you machmi, you tummy. The im team telling you tell me shedets agam b'shedets kiven the mifsi kiman dodi they separate from each other apart kiman the manchem b'kedem as if on a kelim we're machmir. What about shedets agam b'nevela sheni mucha the fats of the nevela that melted so now it turned liquidy. So what do you say over here? Do we say here definitely it's like you see directly in the water, or kiven the nimucha habale mashkets like you're liquid in your water? Ideal mahai oichlu since it started out as food, it's food, and because it's food, it's definitely into a separate thing, and therefore it's like a keli. And if it's sitting stationary, suffer your machmir. The im team to lime with food. What about sheretz al gabi shichvazera? And the sheretz floating on the water. Here, you can't say it's food. So the cheder, it's a liquid, definitely what? It's moving and we should be mekum. What's the shayla? The shayla is that maybe because it came from the person, not like saliva that's mechutz, because it came from internal organs of the person, it's like oichel of the person, therefore it's like sitting in a separate keli. The im tim tzolem kiven the misachlo havlik. No, only shichazer, because that's internal organs. Everything else, phlegm, no, blood is not. Blood is a liquid always. Dam is on the zayin mashkin. Sheretz al gabe mechates. What about sheretz above mechates? Or let's say mechates is made up of water and the ashes. Or mechates tzofin al gabe amayin. Mechates had to be floating on the water. Do we look at it? How do we look at it? We look at it as if it's mainly water, so therefore you're floating in the water. We look at it mainly as ashes and you're in ashes. And then the Shem already say that it could have been talking about any case of dirt and water. You're just giving an example of mechates. Mao, lo yadin, we don't know. Teiku. It's all teiku. Yeah, it's like Rambam Chama does this a number of times. This is not. No. Okay, Gemara weiter. We'll Rashi next Gemara. Omar. Oh, we learned yesterday. I'm an amazing Rashi. Rambam Chama didn't know the Mishnah, which is an amazing Rashi. You saw that Rashi? You learn Rashi? You learn Rashi? Look at Rashi, the last line of yesterday's. Two lines at the bottom of yesterday's Gemara. He has this question. I'm beginning with Alav on the bottom. He had this question of, you know, do you go bus Yediyah, do you go bus when it be Nitma? And in Chil, he was asking a question. You finish taking your haircut, And if you look at the time of tumma, then it happened while the tumma's time. It happened while you were nazir, you got to cancel the whole thing. If you look at the time when you found out, it's after you took a haircut. Now the Mishnah clearly says that after you took a haircut, it's cancelled. So what's the shaila? This is how Rashi and Gemara shaila. It tastes everyone was differently. So Rashi's in the bottom. Look at the Rashi here. Two lines at the bottom. Ulrami Bachama de Kibay the Hachi. Rami Chama was asking this question. Leshmile Masnissen. Didn't know our Mishnah. The Am to the Hachi, come by the way. Isaiser Ainus has a car. Pel de Grafi.
He's not going to be in a mode if he doesn't know Mishnah.
Yeah. Pel de Grafi. Okay. We'll get to the game, we'll try to find it. Okay, back to Gemara. Omar Rav Nuna said, Nazir v'oise Pesach. Remember we had before, there was a Nazir, a Pesach, and a Truma. And we were more machma Truma than a Nazir, a Pesach. So he said, a Nazir, if somebody is a Nazir, and then after he finished taking, after he took his haircut, he found out that there was a Truma at home. Or a Nazir Pesach, and after he did his Pesach, he found out, no, before you Pesach, before you go to Nazir, Truma at home, you got to redo it again. But after you did your Pesach, you found that you became Tamei Tumas Haim. You don't have to redo it again, Pesach Sheni. Shehochu bekever haTohaim. If let's say they went to a place where there's a Sofik Tumas Haim, but Shvi Yishalen, they were ready Tamei Mace. They were ready Tamei Mace. And there was the seventh day they were coming out of the Tumas a Mace, and then suddenly there was a, and then after they found out 2 weeks later, that day that they were completing the Tumas a Mace, they walked over a cave at a time that no one ever knew about. To hide him, they are tired. Why are they tired? My timer. The loy alima tumas atayim limister. That tumas atayim can cancel. Now the question right away is in our Mishnah, clearly it said that the example when we said that tumas atayim does not cancel is if you went for a swim. Because you were tired, aglaim ledover, that a chazaka, that you were tired till now, you're tired. But if you were tummy, you went in there to be metahir yourself, even though it was a tumas atayim, we're machmir, because aglaim ledover, that's the cheskas tummy tummy. So what are you telling me, b'shvi shalhen, that they were tummy? On the day that they were getting out of the tumma, later they found out the tumas atayim were mati lechayde shvi tamei masiv rava yara litoyim a tumas ameis tamei. Our Mishnah clearly said if you went into that cave in order to metai yourself, you tamei shecheskas tamei tamei cheskas toyer.
But he didn't get to metai themselves.
That's irrelevant. But the word is that if the suffix started while you were tamei, then we're machmir. Amale, he said you're right. My din lecha benazir shemechuset taglachas. So he said. So Rav Nuna said to Rav, "Amoide Nazir is wrong. By Nazir is wrong. Because by Nazir, since you didn't take a haircut yet, you're still in the period of Naziris. So therefore, you have to undo the whole thing." Zurashi, but not by Pesach. Pesach, we brought the gun. Pesach, it's over. We're gonna be Meikul. Rashi. Amr Rav Nuna, Nazir was a Pesach. Shnit mu betumas meis. Vehu's alein begimul shvi. They were sprayed, sprinkled the third and seventh. The whole chub bekeved atoyim b'shvi shalend. And they walked over this cave on the seventh day. V'lo noida lo yisip Pesach. They didn't know about it. For example, the guy did Pesach atche osu pischoy after he finishes Pesach. Ulu Nazir atche mona nizirase vegilach nizir tare. He ready did his haircut. Even though when did they become tummy? They found out they became tummy on the seventh day. The Lima Hak Tumas Atoim missed it. That this Tumas Atoim had the capacity to unravel, cancel, hoil kvar over venita. Once it became toy, the Shinitma but Tumas Atoim. Said Rashi, Mosiv Rava, Yorad Litboil, he went to Tavul, Velitoy, Metumas Ameis. He went to Tavul, Venimsa Meis, Meshuka Bekakamai. The Misha said he found the maize buried there in the ground. Tome, Shecheska, Tome, Tome. Vahoglam here too. Kivon, Davi, Becheska, Tome, Bishvishloi. This story happened on the seventh day, Kishanitma, Bekevra, Tome, when they became Tome. It turned out to be it was still while they were Tome. Vishadayan, Legilach, Tiglachatuma, Dinazidas, they didn't take the haircut yet. Couldn't have taken the haircut yet, because he was still the seventh day of getting out of his tumor. He doesn't even take the Tiglachas at tumor. Let alone Teglacha Tara. First, you got to take Teglacha Tumah and then worry about Tara. But he had him Shimshai, and nor did he have sons. The son said, you had the Teglachas, Lachabes Maimu. When you take a haircut, you take a haircut after the mikveh and after the sun. Lukmina Nami Achaskosa. So, why don't we over here also reform the Chazaka Levi Tummy, Cheskas Tummy Tummy? Amalei, Salabnuna said to Rava, my din lach nazir. You're right. When it comes to nazir, I'm wrong. It does cancel the naziris. The kivan de nitma. When did he become tummy? Beyem shvi yishavoy. Koidem taglach as a tummy. Before he took his haircut. That means he became tummy while he was still a nazir of tumah. even though he didn't find out, he didn't find out till 30 days later after he then he sat down to do 30 days of Nezirat Tara. So he took two haircuts, doesn't matter. Because Kol's man, he didn't take a haircut, Kinitma Bekebra Taim. When he found out, sorry, when he became Tommy Kebra Taim, is before he took his haircut. Why he still does it? So it unravels the whole thing. However, back to the Gemara, but Pesach, I maintain, Pesach is different. Omelei Rava, Rava says to him, back to my dinner, you're right, I'll agree with you on Pesach, that Pesach is different, and it's tired. Af anam my dinner lach, I am made by Isa Pesach, so let me chuzo le klum, because over there, once he brought the Pesach,
it's all over.
Rashi, let me chuzo le klum, but have you been cheskes tired? So you have cheskes tired, once he brought the Pesach, the cheskes tired, ki nitma be kevra toim, when he told me, kevra toim. We don't bring tumah because now I'm cheskes toy toy. Cheskes toy is toy.
So what's he did? He did his Pesach on the eighth day.
Sorry.
He did his Pesach on the eighth day or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not missing anything. No. He did his Pesach on the. But he became Tomei. When he became Tomei, he already finished this whole thing.
That's right.
By the way, he still needs to do a haircut. So when he had the suffix of Kevra Taim, he was still on the Nazir. By Pesach, once he finished 7 days, it's over. And the following day, he brings the car Pesach. There's nothing left to be done, so therefore, it's Tomei. But it's not over yet, because even though the 7 days are over, you got to wait till the night of the 8th. So it's not over yet. It's over. He still needs to wait the sunset. And if the suffix of Tumas HaTayim happened on the 7th day, it happened before it expired, his 7 days of Tumah. So why don't we say Cheskas Tomei Tomei? Amalei said to him, sunset, Shimsha Mimela Arva. The sun will always set. So therefore, nothing should be done. Yes. Nam Chusa Maisa. Just like Rashi. Omele is a pesach, not maybe a zanshla come, chusa, Edrusha is also missing, come, the chesed tamme, tamme, lechayde, he's still tamme. And the Gemara, mimele arve, vayo, koloi mechusa, vayoi mechusa, chusa maise, is chusa's man, we had many times in Gemara, we have a nid arichas, that mechusa's man is lavke mechusa maise, tamme. Lacking his man is not like mechusa maise. Says the Gemara, Afa Baya Huddle, even if Baya actually changed his mind, we'll find somewhere else. Abaya had a discussion and there's a problem with sunset, and he said sunset's not a problem. Even though here he asked about it, another place he said it's not a problem. What's a Maisa? The Tanya, we learned, Yoim Melayez Tavi, a woman who gives birth to a girl, she 14 days, you know, she's Tame, and then the 66 days is Dam Tara, and then after the 80 days, she brings a carbon. So Yoim Melayez Tavi, after the 80 days, the 81st day, she brings a carbon. But if, let's say, she has another, she miscarries in the middle of the 80 days from another fetus, she counts another 80 days, but you don't bring a separate carbon because since the second tumah of 80 days, within the first, and since you weren't yet chayiv the first, you're not chayiv the first carbon until the 81st day, but here's the day number 62. So therefore, you can have one carbon and the other. But if it's in the middle of the malays, you don't bring two kabanas. What about yachol leitavi aleida shalifni malays? Avatavi aleida shalach malays. What about your three groups of 80? So you had a group of 80, day number 46, you miscarried, so you started another counting, and day number 46 of the second term, you gave birth. So another 80 days. So the problem is, the third group of 80 days does not overlap the first group. So you have 80 days and a couple of other days, and you have other, the next group.
It can't be absorbed into the
So the Shaili, how do we look at that? Exactly. So the Shaili is, or an Eifel, but the Shaili is, so that's, okay, the second and the first overlap, so you say there's no Chiva carbon, but the third one's not overlap with the first, so maybe the third one should bring a carbon.
Trying to understand the metzias of how that's possible. If she was never a Toho, she could never be with her husband.
No, she had triplets and triplets. And one
came out 80 days, one came 160 days apart.
You couldn't carry them, so one came out early.
I know, but 160 days apart?
Why not? The third month, she had a fetus. She miscarried. And 160 days apart is how many months?
Average
is 5 months.
5.5 months.
So why can't it be? Full-term baby at the 9 months. Meanwhile, she miscarried the first one after three and a half months.
The first one was a viable one and the third one was a viable one.
Yeah, but maybe not. Maybe all nafli. So, Yachol loy tovi al leidish shivnim leiz avol tovi al leidish lachol leiz vitipotim mishtei. And if you have to break two kavanah, tamalaymer uve malayis imeatara b'yoy malayis tovi toymal tovi. Dafke, if it reached the full third 81st term, that's when the chiyuv starts, and therefore nothing else can be covered by that carbon. The fact of the matter is, and she never had an 81st day because, you know, in the middle of the first term, she now had a second 80 days, and in the middle of the second, she had a third, so she never reached the 81st day, and therefore all covered by one carbon. We're going to see in a second. The yom malayis tavi, take malayis loy tavi. Omar Rav Kahana, shiny hocha. Here is different than mechzer carbon over there. Why is it considered one long term? Because you never chayiv a carbon. Therefore, it's like never yet came chayiv. Rashi. Yom malayis tavi im chozav vehipila. Rashi said, let's say she being carried. So Rashi maybe is bothering your question, so he throws in Tesla and says, Rotomani Kavis. But Rashi throws in maybe Zachar, which is only 40 days. So therefore, it can happen. Shorter time frame. But if she had another one in between, you don't have to bring the Amakra, Zeis, Tatus, Haye, Ledus. Yet you don't know anything else. If you overlap, one carbon for the whole lot. Let's say give birth to the cave within 80. So you're actually giving birth here. There's no miscarriages there. Gave birth to one premature baby, and then you're giving birth now to a second one. Yochel shetovi carbon al reshayin v'al ashlishis, and the third one visual acham leisha reshayin. So it looks like a few words are missing in Ashiya, but so there's maybe three births there, first, second, and third.
I just have the one for the
whole
three.
Yeah, but the third one is not overlapping with the first. But I would have thought that maybe no. I would have thought that you can't have one for all three. I would have thought that you got to be for the first and the third, because the third and the first don't overlap. Tamalema uvim loyis. When does the chiyuv start? Kicks in only when you're complete. The mashma kol zman she yolda b'yoyim malayis b'shar sheru lo b'kavim. Only if the next child happened when she was ready, chayiv the carbon, could have brought the carbon, it was the 81st day, tis chayiv the carbon, I will take malayis like tovi. If it still never had a chance yet to bring the carbon, then you don't bring another one. V'lezuhay v'yivetei malayis l'shnei like tovi. Amar Avkana claimed, Amar Avkana, and it's not an answer to the question. And Avkana made a comment. Allah that he shiny hocha beleida over here is different. Why? The toich malay is my time malay mechayv. It's supposed to be a toich malay. My time malay mechayv. Let's see, Allah carbon. No mechayv. You should mess with carbon. You know what? Behind a chayv of carbon because it's always toich. It's always toich because you never get, you never reach a day that you can be chayv of carbon. The cholchad of the mesial b'la habeshosh ain't real habib carbon because each one, even though the third one, when the third one was born, it was within the second one, so the second one wasn't chayv carbon yet, and the first one was never chayv carbon because the second one cut in. Milsa yad habale b'shosh ain't real habib carbon. We ask over there that he has a nami b'yem leil pe alav amay ma'ase carbon. Why bring a carbon? So we ask a general question. So why, when it comes to the 81st day? We say that was a yechayiv a carbon. L'chayiv is missing heder shemesh. Shai tzricha liyaz chayzeres v'tevels boi b'yem. But even though you went to the mikveh in the 14th day, you got to go to mikveh again the 81st day. So l'chayiv, the 80 days are up. You have to go to mikveh the 81st. Then you need heder shemesh. It's the 82nd day. So why do you always tanya the 81st day? If she reaches the 81st day, oh, yechayiv a carbon already. That's it. It's over. What do you mean? But you still need heder shemesh. Okay, you go to mikveh the 81st day by day, but you have to wait for sunset. So why you consider chayiv a carbon? So, I mean, if you gave birth on the 81st day for another one, you should say it's a continuation. Why do you? Yeah. Avavish, you've got a toddler's every day, even though Tesla already asked a question, why do you go to mikvah twice? But Rashi says, even though you went to the mikvah for 14 days, kachim, so you need tefillah after 14 days because you were dam tamei. Now you need tefillah because you need kachim. But you also need head of shemesh. I need tefillah yom aruch. Even though she went to the mikveh in the 14th day, Rashi's learning, not that she goes to the mikveh today. So Tais understood he goes to the mikveh today and asked why you go to the mikveh twice. Rashi learns she went to the mikveh in the 14th day, but every time you go to the mikveh, in order to eat kachim, you have to wait for Heder Shemesh. So it's like a long tvul yom, a 66-day tvul yom. You went to the mikveh on the 14th day, and you considered, that's considered your mikveh. That's the mikveh that we're talking about till the 81st day. And you had a shemesh. What's your shemesh? I'm going to buy you. Back to your mother. For your mother, Hosnamech, the Erev Shemesh. I'm going to buy you. Says, Shimshim and Mele Arva. So we see the Abai changed his mind. Before he asked the question, what about Erev Shemesh? Now he's the one who's answering, Shimshim and Mele Arva.
He's good. The same thing with the Metzola. He's had his Tzipurim and all that, and he's waiting now to bring his Kabonis. And all of a sudden, he sees some blotches again or something. He goes to the Kohen, right? And so he's what do you call it? He has to have his 7 days of thing. And then he's a Mukhlet.
He starts all over again because we said he's not Torah till he finishes everything. He takes his haircut by a Metzola.
Oh, so what? So in other words, he
it's like still a little Metzola.
So still, so in other words, so there's these two sets of Metzola because
it's not like a new set. It's a continuous. Yeah.
So it's the same principle as here.
Yeah, the pen. Yeah.
Would he become a Muzger again, or he goes straight back to being a Mukhlet? He's been a
Mukhlet. No.
Wait, but if it reduced, then he's definitely a Mukhlet.
He's clear. So what's the problem? He's clear, and he brings his Tzipurim.
No.
And there he has to wait till he brings his Kabonis.
Yeah.
Right? So in this period, he's waiting Kabonis. He sees some wall blotches. He goes to the coin. The coin says, "I don't know what this is. Wait for 7 days. After 7 days, so the coin is Mukhlet."
I'm not sure where this discussion took place. Why can't it be discussion right here? But obviously it's not the sugya. Now, nothing to do with our Gemara, but because you mentioned that the whole idea of a chazaka is a raglayim ledavar, so I'm going to give you two mishnas here with raglayim ledavars. The din is if somebody was buried somewhere, interred somewhere in the ground, you're not allowed to pick up the body and move it somewhere else. I'm sure maybe we should stop here maybe because the guys are coming tomorrow when I was going on.